KIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Boeing in the hot seat on Capitol Hill today. Two congressional hearings will take place aimed at looking into recent mechanical and structural issues with Boeing planes. House Speaker Mike Johnson could be facing the same test as his predecessors, a motion by his own party to kick him out of the job. A group of hardline Republicans do not like Johnson's idea of separating the $95 billion foreign aid package into four separate bills. Arizona lawmakers are making an attempt today at repealing that 1860s law banning almost all abortions in the state. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Phoenix.
Today, Democrats in the State House are set to try again. They'll need the support of at least two GOP lawmakers for the repeal of the law to pass. It would then head to the state Senate, where it would also need two Republican votes. Arizona's Attorney General says if legislation isn't passed, the soonest the ban will take effect is this June.
The issue is expected to be on the ballot in Arizona and other states this fall. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is asking for responses to Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that seeks to recognize the constitutional right to abortion in Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood wants the court to take up a lawsuit by Sheboygan County's district attorney. The groups in the Planned Parenthood case have until a week from Friday to respond in writing. Labor leaders fear lawmakers will try again to loosen child labor laws in Wisconsin. Governor Evers recently vetoed a bill to lower the bar for 14- and 15-year-olds, but it's another story in other states.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Police officers on Madison's north side are wearing body cameras as part of a 90-day pilot program. The city council approved it last year after years of debate. Officers were trained last week. Madison is using Panasonic cameras for the pilot program. Police Chief Sean Barnes supports the camera's use. An independent researcher will study how it's going and report back to city leaders after the pilot program ends July 14th. The Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Center for Music is officially open. The new building on East Washington Avenue has 40,000 square feet of rehearsal rooms, studios, and community spaces. WISO staff calls it a permanent home for generations of young musicians. The building's unique shape is inspired by the curves of musical instruments. WISO staff say they're excited to have all their students under one roof. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose their first series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing at home 6-3 to the Padres. It's the first series loss of the season for Milwaukee. One bright spot, William Contreras has a 12-game hitting streak going on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Line drive, base hit. Weimer will be held as the ball gets away from Tatis. He'll score. Frelick ends up at third. Hit streak to a dozen.
Christian Yelich is headed to the 10-day IL with a lower back strain again.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know. You know, obviously it's going on the IL or having to deal with this again, which is pretty frustrating. But yeah, just do our best to get it right whenever that may be and try to get back out there.
NBA, the Bucks held practice. They're going to host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. One player on the Bucks getting more minutes in games is Bobby Portis.
Doc been real good to me, man. I love Doc, man. Doc unlocked me for sure. Just giving me more responsibility on the offensive end.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, Partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Chen.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Look at what we're seeing. This is the left continuing to melt down over Donald Trump. They are obsessed. I mean, there is a reason both the federal prosecutors and state prosecutors said we are not going to move forward with this. And then you have Alvin Bragg enter into the arena and want to make a name for himself. People know that. People are sick of the two-tiered system of justice that we're seeing.
Kitchen so senator. Unfair. Everything's so unfair to Donald Trump. Who was that? Someone on Fox News.
It was Katie Britt.
Oh, fantastic.
It would be two-tiered if he weren't brought up for charges for crime.
It is two-tiered because how they're treating him.
Let's see if Katie Britt has any more thoughts. Let's see if, you know, our favorite Katie Britt.
Oh.
Yes, there you go.
I take a black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I'm going
to
make espresso.
Handpicked
by
Mom.
Hello, Stormy. Oh, is it over? Was it great? What do I owe you? You'll shut up, right?
Hi. Oh, hi.
I'm back.
Hi.
Yes, I'm back.
Sorry.
Something happened. Oh.
Sorry.
Whoa, what happened? And where am I? Katie Britt. Boy, she put me to sleep. It was some whispery woman in the kitchen. It's not fair.
Sorry, everybody loves
Why?
You. I'm sorry, Katie. What? It's so unfair, isn't it, what's happening to Donald?
It's not fair to treat him like they do, like he is some human in a Planet of the Apes courtroom. Fiasco. He is being persecuted.
Okay. All right, Katie.
Yeah. Enough of that ASMR.
Good morning, Carlos Alzraki. Good morning, sir. Oh, I saved this letter for you.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Hold on. Steve writes, Steph, I work in Cambridge, Massachusetts, right across the street from my offices at Dunkin' Donuts. Last week, while standing in line to order, there was a middle-aged white woman in front of me being a total Karen. Finally, the manager put her drinks on the counter and said, ma'am, I'm sorry, it takes as long as it takes. Without a word, she grabbed her order and stormed out. The manager said she had been harassing employees regarding how long she had to wait. Oh, and also she had a problem with one of the Hispanic employees running the register who didn't speak English as well as she thought they should. The kicker, as she turned to leave, I noticed she had an RFK Jr. 2024 right. button on her jacket. Every bit as angry, racist, and entitled as any Trump supporter. Love,
yep.
Steve.
Yep. Absolutely.
Ay, ay, ay. I mean, Carlos, we were saying, I don't know if they're seeing some polling, because Trump's starting to attack, it just as you predicted, they're starting to attack Bobby Jr. now, right?
Yeah, I have predicted as soon as he becomes a relevant factor in terms of sucking Trump's voting base, they will go after him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's open, and then he's really gonna regret just trying to be a spoiler for his selfish ambition of just messing up the election. I hope it comes to fruition. I hope people need to be taught a lesson. It's just, and yeah. I love this courtroom stuff. I love all of it. But yeah, as soon as Kennedy was going to get relevant to Trump, it's probably 2 weeks out where he's going to attack his voice, like we won't do anymore. But he's going to go after it.
Right. I'll do my Katharine Hepburn impression. Right. That's fine.
Yeah. It would keep him from sleeping in the courtroom, however.
I mean, we were saying, you cannot write this stuff comedy-wise that he's running against, Sleepy Joe, and that's him 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that it's wearing on his body. I was going to tweet today, even if somebody kicked a puppy, I couldn't hate them more than I do Donald Trump. And I love that he's suffering. I love that it's tearing his body down.
Yes.
I love that he's angry. I love that he's miserable. I wish only pain in that man's life. And you know what? That is healthy because he is a garbage person. And this is what we normalize it by not saying that every day. Mm-hmm. This guy is a horrible human being.
Yeah, he's despicable.
And that needs to be stated the first thing in the morning, the last thing at night. There's no, that's not spin, and that's not conjecture or whatever. That's a fact.
And I'm sorry, I do judge you.
A terrible human being.
Yes, I do judge you if you're for Donald Trump at this point. I mean, explain how he is not the most despicable person in the world. I mean, I love that he's always the victim. You tweeted, I find it extremely unfair that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is not letting Donald Trump have the opportunity to attend, fall asleep, and therefore miss Barron's graduation in person.
There's no doubt he's not going to wait around for that ceremony. Just poping when it gets to the S's. Yeah.
Didn't he spell his own son's name wrong?
Yes.
I'm not even sure he knows his own son's name anyway. But my point is, you quoted Bob Costas. We played him yesterday. But he is by far the most disgraceful figure in modern presidential history. You have to be in a toxic cult to believe Trump has ever been emotionally, physically, psychologically, intellectually, or ethically fit to be POTUS. And you just said it's a shame Glenn Greenwald can't say this.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it's a fact.
Yeah.
Glenn Greenwald can write whatever he wants to write about corruption, what the United States has been involved in internationally, which is untoward, Biden's imperfect record. That's fine. If you want to write about that, that's fine. But don't omit the other truth. And the other truth is there's two choices that can win. That's a fact. And journalists should write the fact. There are two choices who can win this year. And that's Biden and Trump.
Yeah.
And as Costas said, Glenn Greenwald, have the cojones, have the kickballs to write what a horrible human being, and that Biden, while you may not agree with him, is a better choice. That's fact. That's not, again, it's not conjecture. Biden's not perfect. He's not going to please everybody. He's not going to do everything correctly. He might be old. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's two choices.
Well,
he's way better than the monster. Just write that, Glenn. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, and you retweeted Adam Kinzinger, who said, emergency video, Donald Trump did not deter Iran. In fact, he simply surrendered to our enemies, quit rewriting history. And you just said, what say you, RFK Jr.? Do you have the courage to criticize Trump? I doubt it. I mean,
that's the
giveaway, that you won't criticize the worst president in our history, the most despicable human, who's on trial for 88 different felonies, right?
Right.
No, because you want to angle yourself in by only criticizing the Democrats but saying, I could do better than the Republicans. Well, you got to speak the truth. Have the courage. David Bautista, Bob Costas, you can still have your fans. You can still not like everything Joe Biden does, but at the same time go, guys, wake up. You're not going to get everything you want in life, but you don't want Trump. That's easy
and
to
say.
And
by the way, so we've been talking about, Charlie Pierce yesterday, we both have had, loved ones, parents with Alzheimer's. And we were also saying, you tweeted about his obvious mental decline. I mean, you can take any rally now. I think it was Aaron Rupar. We played this yesterday, right, Jody? He said just last week it was reported that an illegal edit you just look at this. This is what's happening is the actual quote. And, Mark Hamill, you retweeted Mark Hamill, who said, my favorite part of any of his frequent verbal catastrophes is always the recovery, the moment right after the wipeout when he doubles down and assertively continues with all the Pee Wee Herman, I meant to do that energy he can muster. That's what we always say. It's the Pee Wee falling off
Saudi
the bike moment.
Saudi Arabia and the Pacific, look
is always the recovery. Look at what's happening. Yeah. That was the Saudi Arabian Russia,
This so is karma coming back for him making fun of the reporter, the disabled reporter. I don't know what I said. And I love it because it's happening to him. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. The more pain for Donald Trump, the happier I am. I'm not ashamed to admit
me
that.
Too.
I'm more than Donald. I hope he has. I hope he the miserable trips down the stairs and bashes his stupid mother effing face. That piece of garbage. That son of a. I love
See,
it.
See, you can channel your inner Robert De Niro. It's not you saying that. It's Robert De Niro.
It's Robert De Niro. Yes. No. It's yeah. It's not Trump derangement syndrome. It's you know that. That's like saying you have Hitler derangement syndrome.
Yeah,
yeah I do. He's a
yes, you should.
Human being.
Yes, you should have Hitler derangement.
I'm proud to have
we
it.
Have orange Hitler derangement syndrome.
Yes.
So, as usual, we didn't get to this yesterday because the other. So they're off today, right? The trial. They don't meet on Wednesday. But this other, the you know you can't rake the write that the guy's name is Mr. Hankey.
Exactly.
Right. This
there's
bond.
There's something hinky about him.
Yes, there's something hinky about the Hankey bond,
yeah.
As it turns out. There's his partner, Mr. Pankey, apparently. Mr. Hankey. Mr. Hankey.
I thought you said Mr. Banky.
What? No, he doesn't have Bank. He doesn't have Banky. He only has
Bank. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
You do the Hankey Spanky?
Yeah, Lisa Rubin has said Don Hankey's Knight Specialty Insurance Company has not yet filed court papers to justify their $175 million bond in Trump's civil fraud case. So that filing is due, when is it?
It was due yesterday.
Yesterday. So, Andrew Weissman said something's fishy here. If Trump has $175 million free and clear, why not just directly post it and not pay a fee for a surety bond? And the agreement does not give Knight a lien on the account as collateral and seems to afford Trump a two-day window to dissipate the account. There is always something hanky.
About Hankey.
With Hankey.
About, no, anything Donald Trump related, but yeah. In this case, Hankey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hankey and Skanky.
Hankey and Skanky, can we help you? Uh-huh. I mean, so we'll see what happens with that. But why would we think anything having to do with Donald Trump is not a scam in some way, right?
Yeah, anybody affiliated with him, any of those fish that swim around that shark, they're just polluted by the garbage that's coming out of his gills. They're just eating all the garbage that he spits out.
Tracy in Mesa, Arizona wants to talk. Carlos, it's for you. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
It's a sports the sport with Carlos morning.
Okay.
And I just wanted to talk about the Caitlin Clark thing.
Yes.
That the fact that boy, she really back in the day when the Winnipeg Jets moved here and became the Coyotes, I was in the official band. I used to play before every game.
Awesome.
Cool.
And I got to go to a lot of games and through that, I got to go see the initial Phoenix Mercury, mm-hmm. which was an exciting event. The women's basketball was amazing.
Yeah. WNBA has always done really, really well in Phoenix.
And they're great players.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've gotten way better than when I used to play.
Yeah. But the salary inequity is just insane.
Yeah.
And I think we know that, and that we're finding it out now, so...
I just wanted to get the Market Bears. Listen, I just talked to my mother about this. I have two girls. If Amy Schumer plays a comedy club and I play a comedy club, Amy Schumer is going to get more money because she's better at what she does than I am in regards to a comedy club. And she deserves it. If men are creating a bigger market, drawing fans who will pay more money per ticket, then they will get paid more. And I agree with Bill Burr. Women, you're the one complaining about the salaries. Go and watch the WNBA then.
Yeah.
I agree. I love the sport. I think Caitlin Clark is great for the sport. I think the woman from LSU was great for the sport. Mm-hmm. They're selling a story. You have to sell it. The
exactly.
NBA sells a story, like LeBron versus this. So if the market bears it, then women deserve more money. If it doesn't, then they're paying what they're worth. If they start selling out arenas, then they could raise ticket prices. Then they could pay the players more.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I love watching both sports because the women aren't playing
Carlos,
above the rim, but they're better shooters. They set picks. They play defense.
Yeah. Did I ever mention to you that my hook shot?
They don't flop like the men do.
Yeah. Right. My hook shot was the fear of the Catholic League and the high school girls basketball league in 19 when I was in high school.
Yeah. Here's what I will say.
And by the way, our games were really packed because all the girls on our team were hot. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
My wife played Division III basketball, and she, I can't come anywhere close. Or my friends who think they're good. My wife, if she got back into college, she would, like, thrash them. So there's
I tried out. I thought I was.
I could beat this woman. She was just a woman basketball player. Dude, that's a professional athlete. You would get your clock clean.
I thought I was a hot shot from high school, and so I tried out for my USC team, and that was the year the USC women's team won the national championship.
Yeah, it's a
Cheryl Miller and the McGee twins. Anyway, you had to play the position you played in high school, and I played center because, you know, I came from a little Catholic school, and so I had to guard Lisa Whitting. She was 6'6". You will be surprised to know I did not make the team. They were cutting people. They just actually had to have the tryouts as a...
Just as a...
Yeah. As a
facade.
A facade, yes. And I thought I actually had a chance. And
then, with your fearsome hook shot, you didn't make the team.
Yeah, this was me guarding Lisa Whitting. I was like... That was pretty much my entire tryout.
She's a lot taller than you are.
Yes.
But I do love that the LSU-Iowa game was like one of the most watched women's sports events ever, and that they sold the story. And I do like, despite what Caitlin Clark's getting paid as it pertains to men, she's going to kill it on advertising. She's going to get her advertising deals.
That's right.
She's going to get those deals and merchandise. And so
that's where
the avenues open up for women, and they should get paid as equally as men do. If they're selling
we
that
all
person.
Agreed. All agreed that.
And she's shown in these post game interviews and on Saturday Night Live that she actually is great in front of the camera too.
Yeah.
So that goes
fantastic.
A long way as well.
I'm wrapping you now. Okay, 20.
I know. I saw you break the sports.
Break 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Done With That. Are you guys done?
Done.
I'm done with that.
Done. Sports.
Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. Am I right?
You're right.
High interest credit cards, loans make it nearly impossible to pay up all your debt. You're working paycheck to paycheck. What's the number of emergencies that most Americans can't afford? $200, $400 emergency, you name it. Done With Debt has ingenious new strategies to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. They analyze all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. That can only make it worse. Done With Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But hurry, because some debt solutions, as you know, are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com.
But that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party. It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Oh, yes. This is going to be good.
Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you're the man. You were the man.
Well, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know what
Whatever,
this is.
Bro.
I mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up.
Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine, I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, Coffee with Carlos. Rocky. Wrexham fan tweets, I just got a Sexy Liberal Atlanta tickets. So excited. This is our first one. Kids are finally old enough to travel somewhere without needing a babysitter. Hashtag lookout Atlanta. Oh, my God. So exciting.
Nice.
Chris tweets, listening to you talk about the accidental Sexy Liberal penis touch incident of 2024. Why aren't you calling your meet and greet VIP tickets the meaty grope package? Missed marketing opportunity. All right. I'll do meaty gropes. Yeah. Why not? Carlos, this does not apply to you, but.
Yes.
Because you're a sexy liberal, but other straight men. Someone actually sent me an article entitled New Research Helps Explain Why Lesbians Report More Orgasms Than Straight Women.
I know why.
Because. Fill in blank.
I know why.
Men. Okay.
I know why.
can't find the clitoris for the GPS. I just thought that you would find this fascinating. Research over the last decade.
As if
decades.
I've been doing this for decades and decades. Has found that lesbians have more orgasms than straight women. Questions remain as to why.
I know why. That's not a difficult...
What is it, Jody? What is it?
I don't know. Chicks know what chicks need.
Yeah, chicks know what chicks know where it is.
You got to take your time.
Pass, yes, a slow hand.
Yes.
A lover with an easy time.
Two play, three play, four play.
Past research has found that men have more orgasms than women.
No kidding.
Creating what researchers call orgasm gaps.
Is that what researchers call it?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, when you're young, all you need is a sock.
That's right.
Why is there an orgasm? Because men don't care.
They don't care.
Okay. They don't care. We're
Previous
tired.
Studies.
We're tired, exactly.
Yeah.
Previous
Donald
study.
Trump.
I am doing science here, if you all don't mind.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Previous studies have also found that lesbians have orgasms at rates similar to men, which shows that there's nothing inherently biological about the orgasm gap. We wanted to look into why that disparity between lesbian and heterosexual women exists so we can get a better understanding of why the orgasm gap exists in general.
I know.
Yeah, Jody?
Because
men.
Men.
Because men.
Don't care, and Chicks know what chicks need.
Thank you very much.
Because women be looking
over
for
the lady lift. Dive right in, honey. The water is fine.
Well, you've seen Lonnie.
Men have
he
a
looks,
bad map. I can't
pretty.
Find the X on this thing. Where's the G on it?
Because men never stop for directions. That's why.
That's why. Exactly.
29 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I had gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Vital signs.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
All right, can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily. Because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you. And we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends.
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day, you were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know. But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age. The physical and mental health effects, poor decision-making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you.
In one of his first public speeches, Abraham Lincoln said that if the American Republic were ever to fall, it would not fall to a foreign foe. It would fall to a tyrant who rose among us. And I think that's essentially where we are. You're exactly right. What's unfolding in Manhattan today is part of a larger story about Donald Trump, his behavior, his view of whether or not American democracy exists for the good of the country or for the good of Donald Trump.
Historian John Mitchell. Coffee with Carlos Alzaraki. Michael in Oakland, our pro bono lawyer. Hello.
Hi there. I resemble that remark. Yes. You know, I wanted to comment on the jury selection that people that's going on in New York. If people are watching those ads on television, just you don't really need to pay attention to that because they're not really touching what's going on. Both sides have paid at least $1 million for a jury consulting group.
Yeah.
And that's why whenever there's a break, as soon as they get a name, they go. They look up their social media. They find everything about their past. Mm-hmm. But they've already done extensive questionnaires where they find out everything about people, and not just their political leanings. I'm talking about much more deep. This is like market research. This is much more about their personality, what they do, what they think, what they believe. Do they follow authority?
So, Michael, what do you make of that we already have seven jurors? Because that's a lot faster than everybody thought it was going to go, right?
I think it's because they have so much information about them already that they know who they want, and they certainly know who they don't want.
Right.
They already have done questionnaires, and people don't quite know that. So I don't think it's not unusual at all. Good, especially when they paid this kind of money for consultants. They know already who they want. But in the courtroom now is just kind of, they're almost going through the motions of finalizing the decisions they've already made and putting them on the record.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just that part of what's gone on long before today with the questionnaires and the market research isn't really being discussed by the talking heads on television. That's really what's underlying. Just a quick example. O.J. Simpson's lawyers spent $2 million on jury consultants.
Yeah.
That's really
they were worth it. People that could ignore a mountain of evidence, right?
Well, they had a mock trial. They had a mock jury watching the trial on television. And then every day at the close of business, the lawyers would go over to the hotel where they were and find out what worked, what didn't, how's this going, what are they like. How do they feel about Marsha Clark? How do they feel about Chris Darden? They were walking in there with, it's like the way that TV shows are previewed, and then they do market research on the audience. And they had this nailed long before it got to the jury.
Yeah, that's something else we can blame on OJ, is this whole spectacle of Donald Trump being president. Because that's, remember, Carlos, we were saying, that's when this whole, you know, reality TV thing began, was the OJ coverage. You remember we were doing the late night show together.
Yes, I was playing my friend Kato Kaelin. I was playing Barry Sheck.
I remember.
Judge Ito was
I was playing Marsha Clark. Remember the joke was every Marcia time Clark. They cut back to me, the camera come back to me, I had a different hairdo. We just had like 10 wigs.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. And The Adventures of Marsha Clark Kent was our other bit. But, you know, we had a great conversation. I heard Frangela talking about it on Final Word. It was such an interesting, I remember, I was saying we were in hair and makeup when the verdict came down. And I remember all the white people were like, oh, what? And all the black people cheered. And that was the moment we all were like, wait, what?
Just that cracked mirror right?
of, you know, of how we
and
saw it.
And I remember Darden crying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
like, is this what we become? Is it all about retribution and revenge? And it was so deeply divided right at that moment.
We were talking to Frangela about just because I was saying I had a black best friend at the time, and I remember, you know, because OJ was seen at that time as someone that rejected the black community, never dated a black woman that only wanted to belong to white country clubs. You know,
it was fresh off Rodney King, and I had heard reports that some juries said that it was payback for the Rodney King thing, and. There was so much going on.
Anyway,
television was just coming into its or social media, you know, with people filming things. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, had the Rodney King incident not been filmed, you might argue that OJ would have been found guilty. But it was so visceral for people.
No, and understandably, you know, because we were saying, you know, two things can be true at once, that you can have, you know, corrupt cops and O.J. was guilty.
Right.
But anyway, Frangela's point I just thought was interesting. They brought Bill Cosby into it. They said, you know, that he and he and O.J. both, like, sort of cloaked themselves in this white acceptance and, you know.
Sure. And it's kind of unfortunate that they kind of had to, because that was their only avenue.
But
their
they, you know, but covered their sociopathy is the way, you know, Frangela.
Yeah, and again, this was going on at USC. There was a woman on Twitter who was testifying beyond the NDA that those things were happening at USC, and USC is like covered up.
Yes, you know. Blonde women that he that he allegedly battered. Yeah,
That brings you money. You're going to protect it.
And everybody saw it through their own prism. I was saying, as someone personally that's experienced domestic violence, that's how I saw it, you know, that he got special treatment from the police. Like, you remember that one recording where Nicole said, you know, when she calls, he's O.J. Simpson, you know who he is. You guys come out here all the time and you never do anything.
Yeah.
And I think it's a mistake for Trump to compare himself to Mandela. He should be going after the O.J. Just like O.J., I got to get away in a Ford Bronco. They're coming after me. I used to run through airports. I was on Naked Gun. They wanted me, but I said, no, you should take O.J. because he deserves the employment. They're treating me like O.J. That's the angle he should be. Nelson Mandela, who was in prison for 27 years.
We just talked about the same thing, too, the two systems of justice, you know, about justice not necessarily being black or white, but green. You know, if you have money, you can get away with a lot of stuff like Trump has his whole life. This is why I love this headline. Trump threatened with arrest and imprisonment in all caps order to appear at the hearing. I just love that he has to sit his happy ass in this courtroom every day. And it's
plunked
you
down.
Can tell it's killing him. Like, he just the judge in the filing in all caps warning, your failure to appear in court may result in your immediate arrest and imprisonment for contempt of court.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, this is what actual justice looks like, whatever the outcome, right?
He's a private citizen. And as much as you want to protest that, oh, the Democrats are doing this, is election interference, and they shouldn't be doing this. Again, let's go back to what we've always said. None of this happens if the Republicans, after Ukraine shakedown deal, after January 6th, if the Republicans had the guts to impeach and convict, none of this stuff goes on.
Yep. Right.
None of this, quote unquote, what you call a circus, happens if the Republicans were just and courageous people. They weren't. So now we have to do McConnell. We're going to leave it up to the courts. Go back. Listen to that. Thank you. You did leave it up to the courts, and we'll clean up your mess.
Yeah. Yeah. And now what, they're going to count on Democrats to save Mike Johnson's job, maybe? I mean, they're just pathetic. Oh, and also speaking of, I might need a tinier violin. One might not be. Lara Trump, who married Eric. Just thought we should point that out.
Why?
Spoke on Fox and Friends, and she said people on other networks, these people are so deranged, they're completely disconnected, obviously, from the people of this country. No, according to polling, they're not. Like 65% think this is a serious thing, and it's going to be obviously.
We're deranged? You married Eric. Hello?
Nicely played, sir.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, I love this. But Trump's allies are auditioning me as running mate by taking to the airwaves to defend him against these criminal charges. His campaign has offered suggestions for framing the case. It urges Trump surrogates to paint the trial as a full frontal assault on American democracy and the Constitution and a witch hunt designed by the Biden campaign to hurt Trump's White House bid. Despite it being a state case brought by Manhattan's top prosecutor, it also directs supporters not to refer to the case as a hush money case, instead labeling it as entries
election
in the company's records, and Trump did not control the books. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing when they talk about, like, oh, you know, Michael Cohen is a liar. Well, yes, he lied for you, but also he brought all the receipts, you know.
He got him.
Yeah.
And again, you're the one to blame. If you don't want to be in a courtroom, don't sleep with porn stars with your four-month baby at home, and don't pay them off.
Then
you don't end up in court.
Yeah, and I don't think this is going to go the way he thinks it is, Carlos. Trump wants as much media coverage as he can get with his hush money trial, according to campaign talking points memo that was reported by CNN. He said there's an effort to begin blanketing the airwaves with Trump allies and potential VP ticks to defend him. It's a Biden trial talking points memo tells the allies to describe the assault orchestrated by Joe Biden. I don't know that largely people are going to buy that. That's something he did before Joe Biden was president to pay off a porn star in a state prosecution that Joe Biden has anything to do with it. Do you?
Yeah, nothing to do with it. It's funny, you know, the pushback you get on Twitter from the cultists is that, don't you realize that you're making him more of a martyr and that you're doing this? Like, listen, there's nothing that's going to sway a MAGA cult member anyways. So you may as well strike out swinging.
But also yeah, his fundraising thing, all hell is going to break loose in 72 hours. They're going to be such a massive there were literally two dozen people, a lady in a dinosaur outfit faking an orgasm. I mean, it's like
smattering.
Stop the trial. Get out.
Is that the lady in the dinosaur suit?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Seth in Los Angeles, you're on with Carlos.
Good morning, Carlos and
morning.
Stephanie and Chris and Jody.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Can we talk for a moment about how ridiculous it is that Johnson is whining about being removed from his post for doing his job while he considers his job removing Mayorkas from his post for doing his job?
Right. Yep. Thank you. Also, Mayorkas for not doing his job because they won't give him the tools to do it because Donald Trump told them not to. It's so ridiculous. So senators are going to square off, I guess, today over whether to proceed with a full-on impeachment trial of Secretary Mayorkas. Democrats control the Senate. If they stick together, they can quickly vote to dismiss or table the articles with ever holding more of a trial. I mean, Chuck Schumer said it best. He said impeachment should never be used to settle a policy disagreement.
Right.
And again, this is a policy they're disputing because they will not give him the tools to fix it. And they have said it. They have said it on record that they're not doing it because Donald Trump told them to. I mean, So
that's derangement.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Don't tell me I have Trump derangement syndrome until I show up at Mar-a-Lago and cheer an orange chump pumping his fists up and down. I got invited to Mar-a-Lago. That is derangement.
Yes.
Exactly. Not what we're saying.
Exactly. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Bink, bink, bink. I'm ticking my giant hydration system. Filled with. Thank you. Yes,
kicking.
It does make me kicky. See, if I'd had this in high school, I could be Caitlyn, whoever.
Jenner?
Yeah, I could have made that USC team.
Not that
Caitlyn. The basketball girl.
Okay.
Clock.
Morning Kick contains 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, it has been a game changer for me. I can tell my performance on my bicycle, hiking, you name it. Probiotics to help shed extra pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for my muscles and joints. Some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost to energy, enhance your overall well-being, or just want to feel younger, do it. Do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
There are so many dog food brands out there, right? It can be hard to cut through the noise, figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know Bonnie and Clyde get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the maximum amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable. It comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treat. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with PowerLife High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation, and today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Gosh, Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The crypt of Toot Toot Car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashed into walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you break it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lair. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus to lots of miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
Hail. What the matter with
Stephanie Miller.
Everything.
Eat it.
Come get it. Okay. 52
are you
minutes.
Loose over there.
52 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos Alzar. Rocky. We were talking about Bobby Kennedy Jr. I love that we're in a game now of he's not our lunatic, he's your lunatic.
Yeah.
So he claimed that Trump offered him a spot, the VP spot. The website operated by Make America Great Again calls Kennedy a radical Kennedy and knocks him for supporting high taxes, the Green New Deal, and a ban on assault weapons and more.
Right.
Oh, no. He does Putin talking points. He's anti-vax lunatic. No. He's your lunatic. He's not our lunatic.
He's your guy. And again, yeah, he turned Donald Trump down. Why don't you tell us why you turned him down? Why don't you tell us why what you think of him? What policies? Why would you not run? If you call Donald Trump the greatest debater since Lincoln, why would you not run with him? Courageous enough to attack him.
And I, you know, obviously all the polling showing a conviction is really going to, you know, affect a lot of voters. I don't know if we mentioned this, but all of Trump's followers just think they, again, get a pass on various felonies. Fox personality accused of jury tampering after, right, did you see that? What's his name? Clay Davis? Clay Travis, I don't know, whatever. He posted on Twitter, if you're a Trump supporter in New York who's part of the jury pool, do everything you can to get seated on the jury and then refuse to convict as a matter of principle, dooming the case by a hung jury. It's the most patriotic thing you could do. Eric Swalwell tweeted, jury tampering. That's what they do. It's a felony.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, and this is what why the judge had to tell Trump to shut the up, because he was like muttering at a juror, like 12 feet away from her. And
Tom Cotton urging people to get violent with protesters.
That's right.
It's all their playbook. They've really sunken into who their leader is. They've really been dragged down into the bowels of hell by this guy.
Even Morning Joe pointed out, they said, you know, Tom Cotton, the police will be the first to tell you, don't do that.
Right.
Don't tell people to take matters into their own hands. You know, like, it's... Anyway. Here's another one. Donald Trump wants to hear every question the judge asks prospective jurors in a highly unusual request. Again, he just thinks like he can make up his own rules. The regular ones don't apply to him. And, you know, he asked Judge Merchan to allow him to stand beside the bench to listen in one-on-one conversation with individuals. He's just there to try to intimidate people, right?
Yeah, I want a separate golden toilet when I need to use the loo.
A CNN legal analyst said he's the client from hell, right? He's a pain in the neck. I'm sure his lawyers would prefer he not be there so they can be free to make the legal arguments they need to make and not necessarily be performing for an audience of one, which is exactly what they have to do, right?
He's a charismatic mental patient. They're all going to help him throw a sink through the wall so he can escape.
So the judge is hearing this gag order. New York District Attorney signaled he will ask Judge Merchan to hold him in contempt for these obvious attacks on witnesses and all the things that the gag order covers. Because he wrote a thing that he was obviously referring to Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, who are witnesses. Trump's attorney said Trump has a right to defend himself despite the gag order. Yeah, because the rules don't apply to him.
Right.
Merchan said he would reserve judgment on the matter until Trump's attorney could file a motion. So I don't know. He's ruling on that, I guess, shortly. But, man, this judge already.
Is Stormy going to have to say how small his pee-pee is again?
He was?
She is.
Is she going to have to describe the pee-pee again?
Yes.
I'm a little mushroom from Mars for Mario Brothers. Yay!
He's the best.
He's the best.
Okay, that's my favorite part. I can't wait for Stormy. I'm just really... Okay. The other thing is, of course, we were saying Trump is like, I'm going to testify, be my honor, I'm honored to testify.
Please.
I know. That's what, right? A CNN legal analyst said that would be a dream come true for prosecutors. He vowed to testify in the last New York fraud trial before, of course, backing out. He said the analyst said the man is so bombastic and uncontrollable he could sink his own ship. He then predicted prosecutors would love to put Trump on the stand to contradict himself, go on a tirade, alienate the jury. Trump is ripe for the prosecution to be cross-examined.
I could see it's not fair because Stormy said she wasn't going to tell anybody, and that's a lie. She's a liar. We had sex, and then she said, I won't tell anybody, and now she's telling people. She's very nasty.
By the way, they pointed out the prosecution got another major win inside the courtroom. They were arguing evidence related to the National Enquirer and its coordination with the Trump campaign of 2016 should be allowed in as evidence, which Trump's team didn't want. And the judge just said, yes, I'll let it in. Specifically, this is evidence about articles that were run in the summer of 2015 about Trump's then opponent, Ted Cruz. You forgot how wide reaching this election interference was. It helped take out his primary opponents. I mean, think of it. He worked with the National Enquirer to post untrue negative stories about Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and then Hillary. And then they doctored photos of Hillary, like she's dying, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it is untold how much this tipped the scales, this interference by the National Enquirer.
Yeah, and really this hush money thing. And meanwhile, Melania's there comforting her money. Don't worry, money. I have secret compartment in coffin in golf course. They will never look there again. What? You will be safe, money.
This headline. Droopy-eyed Trump perks up in court as potential juror talks about the art of the deal. Oh, my God. This is what they said, the people that worked with him when he was in office. He only pays attention if it's about him.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only time he woke up yesterday. Huh? Art of the deal. That's my book. Thank you. I mean...
Trump Tower? What?
Oh,
Taj Mahal? What? No, the real Taj Mahal. Oh, okay.
Going back to sleep. Carlos, how do we follow you and, you know, generally worship
you? On the Twitters, on the TikToks, on the Instagrams, and, you know, Rock, Paper, Scissors on Nickelodeon. Check it out.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. I'll be keeping you posted.
All right. We love you, Carlos. Tune in tomorrow. Santiago Mayor. Yeah. What do you call it? Of Voters of Tomorrow, live in studio with us, along with all our regulars. Love you, Carlos.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba. On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.